the latest from podnews.net. We start with revenue news this morning. Audioboom have selected Voxnest as their exclusive ad tech partner, we can reveal today. The integration will allow targeted host endorsements and live reads and advertising across the entire Audioboom network. Himalaya's claim of $100 million of initial funding was partially false. That's according to a widely circulated article from Axios. Himalaya described the article as one-sided. A new podcast host, Supercast, launches today, promising in a blog post to make it easier for any podcaster to switch to a subscription model. The platform handles payment, subscriber feeds, and also watches for feed fraud. Glow, a podcast monetization support tool, has added different monetization offerings, now allowing one-time and annual payments. And Peter Manton is Spotify Australia's new head of sales. He comes from a role at Bauer Media Australia, who published magazines in the country. In other podcast news this morning, the Journal, the Wall Street Journal podcast, which quietly appeared at the end of June, has been formally launched with skybox placements on the newspaper itself. That's the big ad above the logo. Circulation of the print newspaper is just over a million. Lawyers acting on behalf of Mike Boudet have sent Justin Drown from Obscura a cease and desist letter, The Verge reports, after Drown accused Boudet of orchestrating negative one-star reviews against his podcast. We reported in mid-July about the one-star reviews. Boudet didn't respond to our emails. In Amsterdam, the programme has just been published for the Podcast Festival on the 28th of September. Tim Howard will be doing the keynote and an additional masterclass in English at the Vark in Newmarket the day before. He's from Gimlet Media, of course. Astrology fans, Spotify has launched a daily horoscope podcast for every sign of the zodiac. In your star sign today, you feel good about supporting a podcast newsletter at podnews.net/support, and you tell all your friends. Spotify has also done a deal with Delta Airlines to support the US carrier's in-flight entertainment service with podcasts. Sport broadcaster Mike Francesca has sold his app and podcast to Entercomsradio.com. He was charging $8.99 to access his podcast. The content is now free. Pandora now lets you share podcasts and music to Instagram stories, report TechCrunch. The links, like any Pandora content, only work in the US. Podfest speaker submissions are now live. The event is in Orlando in Florida, which will be less windy next March. And an important crowdfunding event has just started. Leo Wolf is looking for $10,000 not to start a podcast.
After years and years of floundering, I am left with only one option, and that is to start a podcast. This is something literally no one wants. This is where you come in. Today, I'm raising $10,000 not to start a podcast.
Dig deep, won't you? And thank you to Podcorn for becoming our latest gold supporter. Podcorn is a marketplace for podcast sponsorship, connecting unique voices to unique brands. You should be like Podcorn at podnews.net/support. And in podcasts today, Dave Jackson's School of Podcasting interviews Liz Covert and Glenn Hubbard from the International Podcast Association in the latest episode. And that's the latest from our newsletter at podnews.net.